after two clean sheets, disappointing to concede four goals, and that's what killed you in the end?
Well, that's exactly the phrase. The goals killed us. You know, there was just no getting back out of them. Once it tallied up to four, we were totally gone. First one, like, I thought we dominated the early phases and were really going well, and then the first one was a bit scrappy, and you know, whatever about that, we possibly could have dealt with it or lived with it. But the second one then was a break ball, just went straight into our defence, and it was a good finish, and left us chasing it a bit, and we just have paid a heavy price here. And fair play to Mayo, they turned up sharp and big despite the first 15 minutes.
There was great energy about that first 15 minutes, but I suppose the first goal just seemed to suck it out of you.
Yeah, we can't buy a win at the moment. We can't buy a break. There was great energy. We were playing good football. We were probably a bit wasteful at the top third, some of the last passes and some of the shooting and stuff. So, you know, we need to be sitting down, learning from it and getting at it here again. It's a short turnaround, so, you know, there's only one way to keep going and keep at it.
2 points after four games, bottom of the table. Kerry coming up to Omagh next week. It's a big task.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but that's the way it is. You know, that's the facts, and the facts don't lie, and the facts are stubborn, but we just have to be equally as stubborn and keep going. That's the way it happens around football. All of you guys and all of us know the way it is. You just got to keep going.
Do you feel the players are maybe struggling for confidence at this stage and just not able to get things going?
Yeah, possibly. You know, defeats, you know, seep your confidence, and victory grows you. And we just, from the first day in Roscommon, when we thought we had it and we could have kicked on, we just didn't, and it's costing us at the moment. So let's see. You know, we still showed faces of a very good football team out there tonight, in my view, but we just need to put it across 70, 76, 78 minutes and be more clinical in front of the post.
The goal at the start of the second half, Fergal, it was called back, I think, on under the advantage rule, but do you think if that had gone in, might things have been different?
Possibly. Joe Goose, I don't know whether they had stopped on the referee. You know, we gave a very long advantage, I thought, tonight. General terms, he didn't seem to give a long advantage so much that time. But listen, there's no point in us reaching for excuses. We just have to face the facts and live with it and get on.
And there's four matches left. It's, you know, our man carried home, Monaghan was away.
Three.
Yeah.
Well, it's not fatal at this stage. It's not fatal yet. But listen, you've got to read the trajectories, and the trajectory is not good. But we've two big home games coming up here now, and let's see what we can do.
Kerry are getting all their big players back. They've had nearly their full team out tonight against Armagh, and they're beginning to get the results going and getting a bit of momentum going. So they'll not be easy.
No, they're not. We have plenty to deal with next week with Kerry coming up. They're the All-Ireland champions, you know, and they're now kicking into gear. So that's going to be another battle. But listen, well, let's hope that it's a more favourable battle than tonight.